This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, and Lake November, P like practice, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, middle initial J, Manly, M like Mary, A, N like November, L-E-Y. Date of birth 10/12/1965. Dear Miss Preston, this is a consultation for Mr. Manley, who was sent for evaluation of gross proteinuria and stage 3A chronic kidney disease since August of 2021. The patient is accompanied by his wife today. He reports that his endocrinologist had decreased the lisinopril 20 with hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 to a half tablet once a day. He was concerned about kidney function and the diuretic in the lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide combination. And so the patient has been on that lower dose for quite a while. He has not been checking blood pressure at home, so he's not sure how well it is controlled when he is at home. He denies headaches or dizziness. He has been having some swelling of his hands, which gets worse toward the end of the day. He does wear compression stockings on both lower extremities, and that controls any swelling in his feet. And his wife has noted some swelling around his neck and face toward the end of the day at times. The patient did have a case of COVID infection, and he was hospitalized in June of 2020, so we assume that was the original strain of COVID-19. He did not require intubation, but he did require the monoclonal antibodies, and those helped tremendously. But he did require oxygen for up to 3 months as an outpatient. And he didn't drive for several weeks to months after his hospitalization with COVID infection. And following that infection, he has actually had chronic shortness of breath on exertion. And because of that, he had an echocardiogram, a stress test, and pulmonary function tests that were done in February of 2022. The echocardiogram did find moderate left ventricular hypertrophy with a normal ejection fraction 64. Aortic valve had trivial stenosis and mild regurgitation. Other valves were unremarkable. The stress test was normal, and the pulmonary function test was also normal at that time. The patient denies headaches or dizziness. No current chest pain or palpitations. He has the chronic dyspnea on exertion. He is grossly overweight and is trying to lose weight, but has had difficulty doing so. He's had a history of many colon polyps, and he does have regular colonoscopies done with polyp removals. And no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Chronic edema of the lower extremities, as previously described, also now some of his hands and in the facial area. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He feels as if he empties his bladder completely, and he's never had a history of kidney stones. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years, obesity, type 2 diabetes with good control, hyperlipidemia, gout, obstructive sleep apnea, and he faithfully uses his CPAP device, recurrent colon polyps, vitamin D deficiency, and COVID-19 infection in June of 2020 requiring hospitalization. Past surgical history, he had his tonsils removed as a child. He's had an appendectomy. He has had multiple colonoscopies and EGDs and a lot of polypectomies. And he did have a cardiac catheterization about 20 years ago. That was entirely normal. Social history, the patient has never smoked. He occasionally consumes alcohol but denies illicit drug use. He is married, lives with his wife, and works for 8CAP. Family history is significant for colon carcinoma. End-stage renal disease, mother had required hemodialysis, and she's now deceased. Father also had chronic kidney disease, but did not require dialysis. Hypertension, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and COPD. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to ciprofloxacin and penicillin. Medications, he's on allopurinol, 300 milligram daily, vitamin C, 500 milligram daily, Lopid, 600 milligram once daily, glimepiride, 4 milligram, 2 tablets once daily, Novolog, regular, 100 units before each meal, Lantus is 80 units once daily, Metformin, extended release, 500 milligram twice a day. He was on Ozempic, 1 milligram once weekly, but that was difficult to obtain, so he hasn't taken it for several months. Vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 10/6.25 milligram daily, and aspirin, 81 milligram daily, fish oil, 2,500 milligram daily, and no oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs have been used for many years. Physical examination, height is 5'11", weight 373 pounds, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 148 over 80, pulse is 73 and regular. Neck is supple. It is difficult to visualize any jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Somewhat distant sounds, though. Abdomen is obese. No palpable pulsatile areas. No evidence of ascites. Extremities, he does have support holes on both lower legs to his knees. No obvious edema. He does have some edema of both hands and fingers. None in the neck or face today. No unusual rashes or lesions. In diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done April 20th of 2023. Creatinine was 1.2, estimated GFR greater than 60. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio had gotten much higher than previous levels, and it was 587. August 13 of 2021, microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 66. 12/4/2020, it was 49. 5/19/2020, it was 105. 6/27/2019, it was 43, and it was normal in 2013. And then creatinine levels 12/10/22, 1.4 creatinine at a 52 GFR, 6/10/22 creatinine 1.3, 57 GFR, 3/25/22 creatinine 1.3, August 13th, 2021 is creatinine 1.357, which appears to be his baseline level. And hemoglobin A1C for 20 of 23 is 6.7. He generally ranges between 6.6 and 7.2 for several years. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. And hemoglobin 12/10 of 22, 14.0, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, gross proteinuria, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy. This also can be caused by secondary F like Frank, S like Sam, G like golf, F like Sam, secondary to obesity and hyperfiltration injury. He's not on a high enough dose of lisinopril with the current hypertension, so we recommended he increase the lisinopril to 20/12.5 with hydrochlorothiazide and take one daily, and we sent a script to Walmart for that. If he needs improved control with the diabetes, because of the moderate left ventricular hypertrophy in the diabetes, these are all caps, S like Sam, G like golf, L like Larry, T like Tom, 2 inhibitor, like Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, or Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, may be very helpful for this patient if his insurance would cover it. That would certainly be worth considering, as it has both cardioprotective and renal protective qualities. We do want him to check his lab studies for us in 1 week, but not another urine test yet. It would be too early to check the protein urea aspect. So we will check chemistries in 1 week and then check urine and labs within the next 3 months. And the patient will continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He will purchase a blood pressure monitor and start checking blood pressures at home, with the goal of blood pressure control being 130 over 80, but not less than 100 over 60. We would like to increase the lisinopril, not the hydrochlorothiazide. We may need to just add some lisinopril based on lab studies and home blood pressure findings. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.